바바 군자비하리 야야 야야 라다 마다바 군자비하리 Gopi jana balabha giri varadhari Gopi jana balabha giri varadhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
Vishnupat Paramhansa Paribrajakacharya Vastukarasata Sri Simat Srila Vaishana Ravindra Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON BBT Founder Acharya His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jayam Vishnupat Paramhansa Paribrajakacharya Vastukarasata Sri Simat Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Ananta Kodi Vaishnavinda Ki Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srimad Bhagavatam class attendance Bhakta Binda ki. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So to purify our consciousness, we are praying to Lord Vasudev. I really appreciate Srila Prabhupada for introducing such a wonderful system. Maybe some of you may think, like, what's the big deal about his mention every time? Because I was challenged by why Prabhupada introduced this. We are not follower of Vasudev. But our connection is with through Krishna, through consciousness. And consciousness predominating deity is Vasudev. There is no other way. So with that note, I like to appreciate Srila Prabhupada's mercy. So please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritam Narancaiva narottamam Devim sarasvatim vyasam Tato jayam mudirae Nasta prayesu abhadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtaki. Thank you. The second two verses that we chant every day, these are the gratitude we express to Lord Narayan. And Srila Prabhupada gave a big purport. When we have time, we should read those. We recite every day. It's a beautiful purport Prabhupada gave, how he expressed gratitude to Lord for revealing this Srimad Bhagavatam to Brahmaji, to Naradji, then Vyasadeva, finally to Srila Prabhupada and us. Also, appreciating Lord Narayan Rishi, who is since long time doing severe austerity to express their affection, care for us so that we can progress in spiritual path and go back home, back to Godhead. Also to Goddess Saraswati, whose origin, we are not worshipping material demigod, that daughter of Shiva Parvati. We are worshipping the Saraswati, the goddess of learning, who resides on the lips of Bhagavan. And even if I cannot express properly, but she makes it like ornamenting way for Krishna to hear. So compassionate, so wonderful. And to Srila Vyasadeva, knowing that Pran Govinda Das will not be able to memorize anything more than one time. So he compiled this Bhagavatam in a written format that we can go back again and again and hear it. And unto Srila Prabhupada, this is I'm just adding, who out of his extreme compassion, he translated this in a language that even I can relate. Because I was not born to understand Sanskrit. I don't think I will ever understand Sanskrit clearly. So Prabhupada made it into a language we all can relate. And he expressed his feeling and realization on each verse through his purport. So wonderful. So we bow to his lotus feet also. So today's chapter entitled by Srila Prabhupada as Vidura Approaches Maitreya. But so far we are on the middle, but still we are not actually approaching Maitreya yet. This is just a preliminary stage, how he is directed his emotion and adjusted his spiritual thriving from one audience to another audience. It's very dramatic. Sometimes we feel also like this. We like to hear a certain speaker and we are very illuminated, but we have to go back to our own temple or something. Well, in that case, we are very happy to come back to our home, Alachua. I mean, New Orleans is a beautiful temple also. But Alachua is home. The reason is Mother Ragatmika Devi, she sent me text, distribute books is a great thing. Such an inspiration. Thank you. I shared with all. Mother Mukya says, how is things going? They care for us. It's so nice. Such a nice, you know, we feel emotional shelter, this Alachua community. We'll never be able to replace that. Eternally grateful. So with that note, let us begin text 27 and 28.
Sri Sukha Uvacha.
Sri Sukha Uvacha.
Iti Saha.
Iti Saha.
Vidurena.
Vidurena.
Vishwamurte.
Vishwamurte.
Iti Saha Vidurena Vishwamurte. Iti saha vidurena vishwamurte. Guna kathaya. Suddhaya. Plavitro tapa. Guna kathaya suddhaya plavitora. Plavitoro tapa. Shkanam Iva Puline Jamashwashush Tvam. Shkanam Iva Puline Jamashashutam. Samoshita Opagavir Nisham Tato Agat Samoshuti Opagavir Nisham Tato Gat. Iti saha vidurena vishwamurte. Guna kathaya sudhaya plavitora tapa. Shkanam iva puline jamashashustam. Samoshita upagavi nisham tato gat.
Samoshita upagavi nisham tato gat.
Iti saha vidurena vishwamurte.
Iti saha vidurena vishwamurte.
Guna kathaya sudhaya plavitorottapa. Shkanam iva puline jamashashustam. Samoshita upagavi nisham tato ga. Please chant.
Samoshita upagavir nisham tato
Sukhovacha, Sri Sukadev Goswami said, Iti Das Saha Vidurena Vidura Vishwamurte
of the Universal Person.
Gunakathaya, in the discourse of transcendental qualities.
In the discourse of transcendental qualities.
Sudhaya,
nectarian.
Plavita urutapa, overwhelming by great affliction. Shkanam, moment. Eva,
like that.
Pulline,
on the bank of.
Yamashashutam,
river Yamuna.
Samushitaha, passed on. Opagavi, the son of Upagava Uddhava. Nisham,
the night.
Tataha,
thereafter.
Agat,
went away.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Cyrus, can you give them something to sit on? Thank you. Translation. Srila Sukadev Goswami said, O King, after thus discussing with Vidura the transcendental name, fame, qualities, etc., on the bank of Yamuna, Uddhava was overwhelmed with great affliction. He passed the night as if it were a moment, and thereafter he went away. So those who are new, I would like to just refresh where we are in this recitation, so then you can follow and catch up. Previous chapter and this chapter gives a beautiful description about Lord Krishna, when he appeared in this world, the dynasty called Yodu dynasty, I'm sure you all heard it. So once the children of the Jodhu dynasty took their mockery too far, and when they angered the sages, they were cursed to face destruction. A few months later, a place near Dwarka, till today you can go there, is called Prabhash Khetra. The family member accepted the remnants of a sacrifice which included liquor. Consequently, they all became intoxicated and lost their clarity of consciousness and spoke harshly to each other. Their argument escalated and the Jodhus eventually destroyed each other. Having removed his dynasty, Lord Sri Krishna then prepared for his departure. And he instructed his intimate devotee named Uddhava to go to Badrikashram and avoid the mayhem that would take place once he left the planet. Uddhava, however, remained with Krishna due to his deep emotional attachment. And at that moment, Maitreya arrived, a great sage, Maitreya. And the Lord spoke to both of them, and having requested instruction from the Lord, Uddhava was enlightened with transcendental, timeless wisdom. This is what this part of Bhagavatam is. And when Vidura inquired about the details of that discourse, Uddhava directed him to approach Maitreya Rishi, which will be coming very soon, in few weeks or few days, who had heard that same wisdom. And Maitreya Rishi was older in age and was also residing nearby. Now in this section, Sukhdev Goswami, the original speaker of Bhagavatam, I mean there are many speakers, but Sukhdev Goswami was very well known for his wonderful deliberation, wonderful presentation, that Karmi, Jnani, Yogi, everybody was attracted to Krishna. Was never heard or seen like that. So Sukhdev Goswami philosophically clarified how it was the supreme desire of Sri Krishna to leave the planet. And the Lord had completed his mission and was confident that Uddhava could disseminate knowledge of him to the world, especially the sages at Badrikashram. Because today's purport you will hear this and you have to put the puzzle together so then you can grasp it where we are. And this way the earthly pastime came to their natural conclusion. And then we'll read after some days Vidura will be reaching to the Ganges where he will meet another sages called Maitreya Rishi. And another episode will take place. So with that note, I'm going to read Srila Prabhupada's purport. Let's read the translation again together. Sorry. Sukadev Goswami said, O King, after thus discussing with Vidura the transcendental name, fame, qualities, etc., on the bank of the Yamuna, Uddhava was overwhelmed with great affliction. This affliction is not material, it has anything to do. It is transcendental taste. But there is no language to express that. So Prabhupada gave the best the word affliction. Then again, please repeat after me. He passed the night
He passed the night.
As if it were a moment.
And thereafter,
he went away. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word used here for Krishna is Vishwamurti. Both Uddhava and Vidura were in great affliction because of Lord Krishna's departure. And the more they discussed the transcendental name, fame and qualities of the Lord, the more the picture of the Lord became visible to them everywhere. Such visualization of the transcendental form of the Lord is neither false nor imaginary, but is factual, absolute truth. This is beautiful. I'm going to read that sentence again. Such visualization of the transcendental form of the Lord is neither false nor imaginary, but is factual, absolute truth. When the Lord is perceived as Vishwamurti, it is not that he loses his personality or transcendental eternal form, but he becomes visible in the same form everywhere. So let us do, I have to do one more verse, no? So okay, we'll do the second verse together if you want to join, or I'll just go with it. Rajo Bacha Nidhinam Upagateshu Vishni Bhajeshu Adhirata Juthapo Juthapeshu Mukham Satu Katham Abhista Uddhava Jat Dhari Api Tataja Akritim Tayadhishah. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Ki Jai. The king inquired at the end of the pastime of the Lord of the three worlds, Sri Krishna, and after the disappearance of the member of the Vrishni and Bhoja dynasty, who were the best of the great commanders, why did Uddhava alone remain? Nice question. Purport. According to Sri Jiva Goswami, Nidhanam means the transcendental abode of the Lord. Ni means the highest. Dhanam means opulence. And because the abode of the Lord is the highest manifestation of transcendental opulence, his abode can therefore be called Nidhanam. Apart from the grammatical elucidation, the real purpose of the word Nidhanam is to indicate that all the members of the Vrishni and Bhoja dynasties were direct associates of the Lord. And after the end of his pastimes, all the associates were dispatched to their respective position in the transcendental abode. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elucidates the meaning of akritim as past times. A means complete and kritim means transcendental past times. Since the Lord is identical with his transcendental body, there is no question of his changing or quitting his body. Everybody heard that, right? Since the Lord is identical with his transcendental body, there is no question of his changing or quitting his body. To act in accordance with the rules and custom of the material world, the Lord seems to take his birth or leave his body. But the pure devotees of the Lord know well the actual fact. It is necessary, therefore, for the serious student of Srimad Bhagavatam to follow the notes and comments of the great Acharya like Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti. To others who are not devotee of the Lord, the comments and the explanation of such Acharya may appear to be grammatically jugglery, but to the student who are in the line of disciplic succession, the explanation of the great Acharyas are quite fit. The word upagateshu is also significant. All the members of Vrishni and Bhojo directly reach the abode of the Lord. Other devotees do not reach the abode of the Lord directly. But the pure associates of the Lord have no attraction for the opulence of any planet of the material world. Sometimes, due to inquisitiveness, devotees who are to be promoted to the abode of the Lord have some attraction for the opulence of the higher planetary, higher material planets above the earth. Thus they desire to see them while going up to the perfection. But the Vrishnis and Bhojos were directly dispatched because they had no attraction for material planets. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur also suggests that according to Amrita Kosha Dictionary, Akrita also means signal. Lord Krishna ordered Uddhava by signal to go to Bhadrika Ashram after his departure. And Uddhava, as a pure devotee of the Lord, carried out the order more faithfully than going back to Godhead or the abode of the Lord. That was the cause of his remaining alone even after the departure of the Lord from the face of the earth. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. He already answered the question that was raised in the discussion. So nice. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilikam Jena Tasmai Sri Guru Vanchakalpataru Vesya Kitasin Vidayacha Paditanam Pavani Proveshya Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinam Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschapadisha Tari Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 So this is a beautiful section of Bhagavatam. Few things, because there are a lot of new, first time maybe, some of you come from UR. Oh, thank you, welcome. You go to school there, in the university? Good, thank you for coming. So this section, how to grasp it, we have to see from our angle. When we think of God, Krishna, we should remember two concepts. Aishwarya Gata and Madhurya Gata. God is great, He is supreme controller, He possesses everything, He is the proprietor of everything. When we live in our life with Him or without Him, still there is a share we can take, not more. And you'll be punished. Isha Vaishyam Idam Sarvam. So, more we understand about greatness of Krishna, it will evoke our submission that is required. The whole purpose of Krishna consciousness that we must submit to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna through His representative. That's why Prabhupada is very prominent in our life, sometimes more than Krishna, because it pleases Krishna. In 11th canto, He says, Mad bhakta puja abhadika. If you love me, Krishna says, if you love me, then you should love my devotee more. Wow, that's very fascinating in one sense, but to a devotee it is fascinating, but for a karmi it's difficult to understand. Because they love. Can you relate that? Yes. People generally love Krishna, no? But Krishna says, you will love me more if you love my devotees. मत भक्त पूजा अभ्यादिका सर्वभूतेषु मनमति आदर परिचर्जायाम. आदर मीन्स इफ यू हैव फीलिंग फॉर मी, गॉड सेज, यू नो आदर इट्स ऑलमोस्ट लाइक हिंदी वर्ड, नो संस्कृत. आदर इफ यू हैव एफेक्शन, आदर परिचर्जायाम, परिचर्जा मीन्स वर्शिपिंग. इफ यू हैव ए फीलिंग एंड यू वॉन्ट टू लव मी एज गॉड, आदर परिचर्जायाम मद भक्तेषु अभ्यादिका, देन आदर परिचर्जायाम, देन यू मस्ट लव माई डिवोटी मोर. Therefore, our surrender to the lotus feet of our Guru more important than surrendering to Krishna, following his instruction. So that verse is very nice. So when you glorify Krishna, you hear about Krishna, his supremacy, supreme proprietor, controller, omniscient, omnipotence, it evokes naturally our submission. It is natural. Because at the core of our existence, we have a connection. We are soul, conscious being. We are fully belong to him. But at conditional level, we don't see it sometime. Well, most of the time, at least for me. So you have to develop a cognitional. Cognitional means connect, constitutional and conditional. Where you are, where you need to go, connect it. Through shelter of Vaishnavas, hearing, chanting, honoring prasadam like this. When we complete our submission or some concept of submission, then we will start hearing about his sweet pastimes. This is this chapter, sweet pastime of Vrindavan, his Dwarka with his devotees. When we hear those sweet pastimes of Krishna, it evokes our feeling for him, affection for him, isn't it? Like Prabhupada gave an example, when mother so much in love with the baby, mother sees the shoes of the baby. Can one of you tell me, or can one of the mothers tell me from the UF? When the mother sees the shoes, what does she see? Shoes or something else? Very good. Baby. She really sees the baby, even though it is shoes, because of her intense love, feeling for the baby. It makes sense? I mean, you probably saw that. So similarly, when we hear about Krishna or anything related to Krishna, then it evokes our affection for him. It reminds of his relationship with devotees. And this is exactly what is happening with Uddhava. This is exactly happening with Vidura. Little things about Krishna, it ignites so much. Now, some of you may not be thinking, or may be thinking like, how is that God's descendant got destroyed, killing each other? So I'm going to mention a little bit because Srila Prabhupada mentioned about Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur twice in the purport. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives a beautiful pastime to 11th canto, where departure of Jodhu dynasty also mentioned. How we should see it? He said, he gave a pastime of a magician. He came to the kingdom, that magician, and he approached through the minister to the royal family that I would display my power of magic, magic show. So please give me that audience. I will be very happy. So the king, queen, all the minister, they invited him. I mean, were in the audience, and the magician came with his family. He has a wife and children. So then he created an interesting magic show. After showing some magic show, he literally got an animal and killed right in front. So they thought, what kind of magic is that? Killing an animal, anybody can do it. So they had a head severed from the body. But then one cloth covered the body and the head, and he said something, and then the animal just got up and started in a sound. Wow, the queen was like so surprised. Wow, this is like he gives light back or something. Was it like a really nice magic? So she gave some gift. So when the magician got the gift from the queen, he was very happy. And then he said, I want to show you my final magic. So that he had two children, his wife and two children. Two children all of a sudden started in front of everybody arguing so heavily, literally took a sword and killed each other right in front of everyone. The queen was like, this is horrible. I don't like this. And the queen is crying and the magician is also crying. You know, you play with other magic is okay, but when your children get killed, what do? So the queen left. The king also said, this is a horrible disaster take place with this magician. So after they left and minister also left, the next day they come back. They said, we have a surprise. Because you gave a little gift for killing an animal and revive his life back. But we want to show you our children are healthy, happy, that you saw them killed, got killed. When the news came, the king and queen thinking, is this real? We know the children, we saw them. So they come and the children are laughing and joking and, you know, and again they like started arguing, no, no, we're not going to do anymore. But it was a show. And the queen says, unbelievable, they really killed each other, actually they didn't kill each other. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, when we think of God's family, descendant, you have to look at from different angle. One angle is, they are not actually associate of Lord Krishna in Dwarka. They are extension of demigods who joined in the pastime of Krishna in Dwarka. So those demigods has to go back to the heaven to take care of their job, you know. So actually none of the Krishna's associate ever went to Prabhas. They stayed in Dwarka. Dwarka was not a visible to this world. It's another level of consciousness. You have to elevate your consciousness to pure goodness. When you come in contact to pure goodness, you will be able to see Dwarka. Just by buying ticket, you can go to Vrindavan. You will not be able to see Vrindavan. By the association of advanced devotee, by their mercy, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave a very nice clear understanding on this in Navadvip Dham Mahatma. Dhamer upari jara mayapati jau achadiya rakhe dham ei chirakal. Sri Krishna Chaitanya jara nahiko sambandha dhamer upari vas kare sei andha. People can come to holy dham, but they should take shelter of devotee who reside in holy dham. By the mercy of Prabhupada, his sincere followers, you will be able to perceive the holy dham. You will be able to perceive the Lord Chaitanya's pastime. Addavadi sei lila kare gora rai, kono kono bhagyavan jeev dekhibare paar. Mahaprabhu's pastime is still going on. We should look for the essential elements in our Krishna consciousness. Then by the mercy of the devotee, you will be able to see the holy dham, you will be able to see the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya is still going on in Ishkan. It is not like 500 years back, finished. No, no, it is still continuing. That lila is going on. But we have to have a vision, and that vision will be given by the senior followers, those who are sincere. By their grace, we can. There are many pastimes. I'm looking at the time also, I won't tell you. But there are many pastimes, like even Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, that he actually, one of his pastimes, he revealed that Mahaprabhu's lila is going on in Mayapur. I remember I was with Jananivas Prabhu and Pankajangli Prabhu on Prabhupada's disappearance day in 1984 or 85, I'm not sure. And this pastimes was narrated that Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he was coming down from Chaitanya Math to Jogopit. But that time there was no building, it was just a jungle. And how one of the follower, Sripad Bharati Maharaj, was trying to understand how is that middle of the night my Guru Maharaj climbing down from his room and going somewhere. But of course they didn't have a watch or anything, so it's a guesstimation, middle of the night. And he tried to follow, but how much you follow in a jungle path? That those days there was no road. It was 1929 that the governor, British governor, was coming. That was the first time the road was literally cut into visible walking, you know, walking way to go to birthplace. Before that it was just a jungle, bushes and all other. So after a while, this Maharaj, he almost lost his contact with his Guru Maharaj, because he could not go, but he see, hearing the sandalwood, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to have a wooden sandal. You know, there's a sound, thak, 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 thak. But it has to place on a surface that it will make the sound. If it is a jungle, I don't know. You know, I was thinking, and I asked that Bharati Maharaj about it. So Jananivas Prabhu, I remember, he asked also a few questions. It was very interesting. Then after a while, he went unconscious. And when he came out in the consciousness, then he realized Bhaktisiddhanta Sri Thakur was just passing by his body. And then he came back, and then he was surprised. What to say, what to do. But next day he asked in front of all the senior disciples. This is what we experience. So then he quoted from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Addavadi sei lila kare gorarai. Kono kono bhagyavan jeev dekhivare pai. Mahaprabhu's lila will continue going on for 10,000 years. Srila Prabhupada is so merciful that he established the ISKCON so that Mahaprabhu's lila will continue in everywhere. But I have to position myself with a service attitude under guidance. Under guidance of Srila Prabhupada and service attitude, I want to serve. These two things, according to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, we will be able to perceive holy dham, the divine pastime of Lord Chaitanya. Otherwise, I will be hanging around. Looks like I am living in holy dham or a devotee association. But if I don't have a service attitude to serve, under Prabhupada's follower, serve in the movement, serve under guidance, and really desire to serve, and accepting under guidance, these two principles, then I will be able to really experience this mystical pastime still going on. So with that note, I will end here. If anybody has any question on these two, there's a big purpose. So many things to discuss, actually. Yes, Prabhu.
You said something about, do we understand about karmis? I didn't catch that part.
Do we understand about
karmis?
Karmis.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we perform bhakti, thank you for catching that. When we perform bhakti, bhakti definition, this is one verse. This is just my showing little pride. That you bring any Prabhupada's book, I'll show you the pure devotion, devotional service definition in every purport of Prabhupada. Pure devotional definition is anna vilasita sunnam gena karmadi anabritam anukulena krishna anusilanam bhakti ruttama. The key point in that verse, intrinsic and extrinsic. Intrinsic means three principles. What I'm thinking right now, what I'm doing right now, is it pleasing Krishna? Pleasing Krishna means not pleasing only Krishna, pleasing his representative, Prabhupada. Pleasing Guru is pleasing Krishna. That verse explains. So that's one principle. Whatever I'm thinking or doing, mentally, subtle body or externally, physical body, with my senses. Second point is, am I engaging my senses? Pleasing Krishna, but am I engaging my senses? How am I engaging my senses? I should be focusing on that. Which part of my senses are engaged? Because it will transform. It's very nice. Third is, what is my attitude? Do I have an attitude? Do I feel happy to serve? Or I just feel like, oh gosh, I have to do this. Then it is also, the result will be also, not really pure. If we have a very loving attitude, I want to serve, I want to please the Lord, I want to please Prabhupada, I want to please the devotees, I want to distribute books. If I feel happy, this attitude, engaging senses, and it's for the pleasure of Prabhupada and Krishna, then it is intrinsic. Intrinsic asset we got. Extrinsic is there my personal interest there? That's called karma. It may look like everybody is doing service, but if I have a personal interest, then it is not a pure bhakti. It is karma mishra bhakti. So when karmi comes, first of all, karmi does not do bhakti. Devotional service is not done by karmis. It is only done by the devotees. But devotee also, when I join, I have to also watch. I distribute book, did I get recognition? Then it is not a pure bhakti. It is for the, should be for the pleasure of Prabhupada. Prabhupada wants us to do. For his happiness, I'm doing it. Okay, then it's pure. Like this. Gyan also, we have some idea. But bhakti is not rejecting karma and gyan. It says anabritam. Anabritam means uncovered. Bhakti is a function of the heart, where Krishna is there, Guru is there, mercy is there. We have a fundamental identity, I am a servant of Krishna. And we have functional identity, I am a man, I am a father, I am a husband, I am a wife, I am this, that. These are functional identity. Functional identity like Arjuna, he is a fighter, son of Kunti Devi. He is a warrior. The mistake he had in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, that he was taking fundamental identity, has no place there, only functional identity. I am a kshatriya, protecting innocent from the aggressor. But for whose pleasure? He was not looking at that. He was not thinking that. For his own pleasure, only own calculation. That is not pure bhakti. Fundamental identity means I am a servant of the servant. I am a servant of Srila Prabhupada, who is the eternal servant of Sri Krishna. This is fundamental identity. When fundamental identity stays above functional identity, then is pure bhakti. So functional identity is like a karma, gyan, mixed, all these things. But there has to be under. So head, you can say, gyan is like a head. A karma is like a function of the legs and the hands. But the head and the hands should be under the heart. Heart is like a feeling for the Lord, the attitude to serve. Fundamental identity should be above the functional identity, then it is pure bhakti. But there are people who take the activity is more important than what their attitude is. Then it is karma, karma mix. Is that okay to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Any other? Yes, Prabhu. Can I ask you, the boys and the student from the UF, what did you understand? Can you say something? What are you going to take away when you leave here? I went to Hare Krishna temple in Alachua, you're going to say. And they were sitting, there was a guy, strange guy, spoke something. And if your friend asks, what did he speak? What are you going to say? Just give me one word. You all are intelligent. Come on, you are in UF university. You are intelligent.
Right. Say something.
Say something. What are actual bhakti is? What did you get?
Earlier it was like, I'm just going to some temple or visiting a god, like all other people just praying him and going away and saying that I'm the bhakta of God. But now I understand that without expecting anything out of my service or my prayers, I'm attached to him. And praying Him. So that's where comes the real bhakti.
So you want to serve Krishna without expecting anything for yourself.
Serve people because
very nice. Give him an applause. Very nice. Good. Good. From outsider to get that much is like a big deal to me. Thank you. I pray that you advance for it. Thank you, all of you. Would you like any one of you? Just say, what are you going to take away? You're going to speak, you know. As soon as you leave there, you're going to speak. Oh my God, that guy was like a heavy asking me again and again. Just say one word, what you heard. You can give her. She's looking at you, Kornaprabhu, for the microphone in the middle.
I'm just going to explore more about the Ishavasyam Idam Sarvam that you were mentioning.
You know that verse?
I think I've heard it before, but now I feel like exploring it more.
We'll give you a book, Ishopanishad. This is very nice. Yes, invocation verse, the most important. If you can understand that verse, your life is success. Ishavasyam Idam Sarvam Jatkinchi Jagatam Jagat Tena Tektena Bhunjita Magrida Kashashidhanam. Very nice. Thank you for remembering that. Ishavasya, give a clap. Very nice. Wonderful. We'll make sure that we have that book. That everything, Krishna is the translation of that, my way of translating. I don't remember everything about Prabhupada gave a beautiful. But I would request you read the whole purport of Prabhupada. He gave a few pages. Beautiful purport. You'll never suffer if you understand Prabhupada's purport on that. That everything belongs to God, He is the proprietor of everything. Isha avashyam idam sarvam. Whatever you see or you know, everything belongs to God. For His pleasure actually. Jat kincha jagatam jagat. But you will say, well, if everything belongs to God, what about me? I have to eat, I have to live, right? I have to go to school. You take what is assigned for you. Ma grida, do not ever be greedy to steal, I know you will not steal, or take away others' quota. You know quota? Everybody has a quota. Now you may say, what is quota means? Quota means what actually assigned to you, it will come in due course of time in your life. You don't have to be envious what other has, or you don't have to be desperate to, you know, take things from them. It will come. And if it is not coming, you're supposed to actually think, really reflecting deeply in your heart that how would I survive? And then you can pray to the Lord. My Lord, I need this. Can you please help me so I can progress in life? Magrida kashashid dhanam. That's all. It's a very simple principle, isn't it? Anybody can apply. Do you agree? Yeah? Okay. Thank you. All right, we'll end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I'm so happy.